plunder, prospect, paragon, all these answers, like those words, start with the letter P. This was written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida, and this is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am laughing my ass off because I just watched a video of a mouse in a Whataburger in Florida that was running around the counter, and the guy filming the video is hilarious. He's just like, what? Come on. This mouse is at the food place on the counter. What are you guys doing? And then the mouse, this lady comes behind the counter and she tries to capture the mouse, like with a little bucket. And the mouse makes a jump for it and lands in the deep fryer at the burger place. And then everyone goes nuts. If you haven't seen this video, I'm laughing very hard. I know it's gross. I know it's bad. The mouse died. But this is some funny stuff. And I need you to watch it. So go check it out. I almost want to embed the audio from just this guy taping it in the episode, but I won't. But you should go search it. Just search, mouse, burger, deep fryer, something like that. The way that it all plays out is like a scene on a sitcom. So check it out and have a laugh-ski like I did. Today's episode, guys, is all about P words. There's no dirty ones, so don't worry. There's no filthy P words. It's all just answers that start with the letter P. Only one of them is a double P word. And that is number 4, I think. So I'll kind of tell you about it when we get to it. It's two words that both start with P. Otherwise, I think it's all single words that start with P. So get ready for that episode. If there's a topic you want me to do on the show in the future, maybe you're like, hey, why don't you do a show about famous trucks? I can do that. All you have to do is donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Join 52 other people who help this show grow bigger and better every single day. And give me a little bit of extra funds to buy things like markers and crayons and paper for my daughter to draw on. She just drew me a big Garfield picture, her first ever Garfield drawing, and it is amazing. I will post a picture of it in the Discord app chat later today if you want to see my daughter's Garfield picture. She had a book from the library, How to Draw Garfield, which I think I had when I was a kid, and it was our anniversary today. So she came in, she goes, hey, happy anniversary, here's a Garfield, and she walked away. So it's fun stuff. And thank you for your support on Patreon for fun projects and things that I do on this show. One of the tiers is I think it's the $12 tier. You're going to get a special video from me. Everybody at that tier and higher will get access to this video, and it will be kind of like an additional episode of the show, but it will have some kind of fun spin to it, some visual component, and that will be part of a video that I put up. So if you're at that tier level, get ready, because I'm doing the first one of those for last month right about today. So that'll be going up later today, and I'll give you the hint that it has to do with The Office. The Office. So if you love The Office and you're at those tiers, make sure you check out this video. All right, guys, we're going to jump into starts with the letter P answers. Let's see how many you can get right out of 11. Here we go. All right, here we go. Question number 1 for starts with the letter P. What reddish colored spice is usually sprinkled on top of deviled eggs? Number 1, what reddish colored spice is usually sprinkled on top of deviled eggs? Question 1. Question number 2, what's the name of Michael Jackson's daughter? Number 2, what is Michael Jackson's daughter's name? Number 2. Question number 3 on your list, what 1982 horror flick had the memorable tagline, "They're here"? Number 3, what 1982 horror flick had the tagline, "They're here"? Question number 4, what Tonka toy line has spawned 2 TV series and a feature film? This is the one that starts with 2 P words. Number 4, what Tonka toy line has spawned 2 TV series and a feature film? Question number 5, by what name does American rapper and songwriter Armando Perez go by? Number 5, by what name does American rapper and songwriter Armando Perez go by? Question number six, emperor and rockhopper are species of what animal? Number six, emperor and rockhopper are species of what animal? Number six. Question number seven, what type of mines are a playable weapon in GoldenEye 007 for Nintendo 64? Number seven, what type of mines, M-I-N-E-S, are a playable weapon in GoldenEye 007 for Nintendo 64? Question number eight, what was the name of Def Leppard's third album featuring Rock of Ages and Photograph? Number eight, what was the name of Def Leppard's third album featuring Rock of Ages and Photograph? Number eight. Question number nine, in what world capital would you find St. Vitus Cathedral? V-I-T-U-S. Number nine, in what world capital would you find St. Vitus Cathedral? Number nine. Number 10, what 1980 film paired the late great Robin Williams with Shelley Duvall? Number 10, what 1980 film paired the late great Robin Williams with Shelley Duvall? Number 10. And the bonus question for 2 points, which presidents of the United States were the 11th and 14th? Number 11. For 2 points, which presidents of the U.S. were the 11th and 14th presidents of the United States? Those are all your questions for P words. We'll be right back in just a second with the P answers. Here we go, gang. These are the answers for the letter P. Let's see how you did. Number one, what reddish-colored spice is usually sprinkled on top of deviled eggs? That would be paprika. Paprika, number one. Number two, what's the name of Michael Jackson's daughter? That would be Paris. Paris Jackson, right? Is that her last name? Number two, she's a model, I think. Number three, what 1982 horror flick had the memorable tagline, "They're here"? That was Poltergeist, very spooky movie, Poltergeist. Number four, what Tonka toy line has spawned two TV series and a feature film? This was the double P answer, where they both started with P. A lot of good guesses on this one. When I used it at my live events, people guessed Polly Pocket, people guessed Paw Patrol, but I was looking for Pound Puppies, the 80s series and 90s and 2000 series Pound Puppies. Number five, by what name does American rapper and songwriter Armando Perez go by? That would be Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. Pitbull. Number six, emperor and rockhopper are species of which animal? Penguin. Those are penguin types. Number seven, what type of mines are a playable weapon in GoldenEye 007 for Nintendo 64? I was looking for proximity mines. You plant those on the wall, people walk by, they explode, they go, that's the noise they make when you get hit in GoldenEye. Number eight, what was the name of Def Leppard's third album featuring Rock of Ages and Photograph? A good guess here would be Photograph, because sometimes the album shares a single title name as well, but it was Pyromania. Number eight, Pyromania. I'm going to see a bunch of 80s bands and things in just a couple weeks. My brother Tom's coming to visit. We're going to Sammy Hagar's Beach Bash in Huntington Beach, and he'll be there. Blue Oyster Cult, Night Ranger, the Beach Boys. Oh, man, it's going to be an old good time. Number nine, in what world capital would you find St. Vitus Cathedral? That would be Prague, P-R-A-G-U-E, Prague. And number 10, what 1980 film paired the late, great Robin Williams with Shelley Duvall? That was Popeye, directed by, I think, Robert Altman. Number 10, Popeye. And the bonus for 2 points, which presidents were the 11th and 14th of the United States? That would be Polk and Pierce. Polk and Pierce. Those are your answers for today's quiz. I hope you had a good time figuring out those answers. And we're going to jump into our question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. FMDesignsInc.com, if they can help you print just about anything, embroider just about anything, and they specialize in jackets and varsity hats and all kinds of cool stuff. So check them out, FMDesignsInc.com. In what city does the FX show The League take place? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was, what band had the song Witchy Woman? And that was the Eagles. Trivia team name of the day today is She's Out of My League of Legends, combining a phrase and a game for nerds. She's out of my League of Legends. If you want to play trivia for real money, check out this new app, guys. It's called Skilly World, S-K-I-L-L-I, world.com. Play the first game for free and win real money playing real trivia. It's all true, false, and tons of fun. Check out skillyworld.com for more info. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.